talking about how I don't really want things. I want answers, you know. I don't care about clothes. I don't care about, you know, I can't think of one thing I would spend my money on that would make me happier. And I'm glad that I'm able to find that out at a young age, you know, since I was a kid, bro. You know, my parents, like, I was the only child for 11 years. And, you know, even as a kid, you know, I never asked for much, you know. I never asked for much. I was solo dolo, you know. I didn't really spend a lot of time with other kids. Not like a crazy amount, but I was just like, if kids were in the jump house, I'd be okay standing outside. You know, I didn't want them touching me. I didn't want them too close to me or whatever. You know, I still have friends as a kid, but at the same time, I wasn't really in the mix like that. You feel me? I was always a out of the mix type of person. I come off as a very boring person to a lot of people because, you know, people might ask me, like, what do I like to do? What, you know, sometimes, like, there's a lot of plausible evidence as to how I could be a boring person right now. I'm not going to lie to you because, you know, that's just the way I'm living right now, you feel me? But at the same time, like, when people ask me, what do I like to do? What makes me happy? What makes me all these, you know, I don't necessarily have a good answer for them because, you know, either it's too vague or it's too broad, you know, and most people I know won't be able to understand any of the shit, you feel me? Because if people ask me what makes me happy and then I tell them answers, you know, searching for answers, what the fuck does that mean to everybody, you know? Then I go onto this long tangent like I'm doing right now, and then people are like, okay, what the fuck are you talking about? I just asked you what makes you happy, because they want to hear an answer like, oh, I love shopping, or oh, I love going on vacation. I like going on vacation as well, you know, but I wouldn't say that necessarily makes me happy. It's pleasant, but it doesn't make me happy. You know, what else do people like to say? Oh, I love to play basketball. That makes me happy. You know, I used to say making music made me happy. But if it made me happy, why didn't I do it as much, you know? Because overall, what makes me happy is having some type of answers, finding answers. And I don't even know exactly what the fuck that means. You know, I can't explain that to nobody. What does that mean? I like searching for answers. I like having answers to life. What does that mean? You know, because that's a lifelong journey. You know, I'm never going to have all the answers. So it's a constant chase. So it doesn't make sense. And it probably doesn't make sense to most people. It's something that I'm trying to figure out a lot of things, man. And you know, I'm like, one reason that I'm glad that I haven't been listening to music that much is because I'm able to create my own thoughts now. You know, I'm able to spend time by myself instead of spending late nights listening to a bunch of music that sounds very pleasant and everything. It's all dope and everything, or making my own music. I can listen to my own thoughts and talk to myself like I am now and come to conclusions. This is a way of finding answers, you know. People may find this weird that I'm up at 4 in the morning talking to myself, you know. But this is what I get the most pleasure out of. You know, I reflect. I love reflection time, you know. And that's not necessarily glorified, you know. That's not like, ooh, that's so cool, you know. Nobody's like, oh, that's what makes you happy. People like to hear stuff like, oh, I like going shopping. Oh, I like driving fast cars. Oh, I like, you know, whatever, you know. All these things that are a lot more tangible, you know. A lot more tangible than something I'm doing right now. You know, this, I love doing this, you know. I've been doing this for so long. When I made it okay to talk to myself and just said, fuck whoever thinks I'm weird for it or thinks that I'm crazy, you know. It don't matter, bro. You can think I'm weird for doing it, but this is the time that I'm finding things out, you know. I honestly believe that, you know, all the answers that I could possibly need is within myself, you know. Everything that I could possibly need is already with me. I just have to search for it inside, you know. How many people take the time to listen to themselves, to pay attention to how they feel? Most people aren't able to do that because life is full of distracting yourself, so you don't pay attention to life, you know. Numbing yourself, doing this rinse and repeat type of lifestyle, you know, working until you die, working this dead-end job that you don't, you know, for hours that you can't even, you know, you don't have enough time to be, like, spend time and reflect on your life and where things are going and what you want to do, you know. You there's no time to be by yourself and think, you know, just sit there and think, because it's not enough time, because that's the life that most people are living, the life that we're in, this world that we're in. And it's really sad, man. It's really sad. You know, I don't want to sacrifice this for anything, man. This Walmart worker, right? She was this Latina shawty, right? And she was giving me my groceries or whatever. And then I was like, hey, let me try to spit some game real quick. Let me get her number and everything, you feel me? Introduce myself and all that, you know, and got the number, you feel me? I wasn't even worried about her being my girl or anything, or like, oh, I'm going to smash her, oh, I'm going to build this relationship up to a certain, like, no, bro. I was like, damn, I'm glad I have this experience. Now I can go home and I can think and reflect about it, you know, because that's what I liked about it, you know. That's why I like doing this damn YouTube thing, because, like I said, it's my video journal. I'm able to really reflect on the things I've gone through in my life, and I know that it can possibly help somebody else out there, you know. And I think it's super dope. I think it's great. You know, this is something I'm just now finding out, that it's not necessarily the experiences I have and just like, ooh, I did that. Yep. You know, it's me going through these experiences and reflecting on it, seeing what I can learn from it, and seeing how I can construct it into something that can be palatable and beneficial for other people, you know. Like, I went through this experience. Now, how can I use my linguistic skills, my communication skills, the best I can to help somebody else who may be going through a similar situation? How can they learn from this and use it in their life? I guess this is me coming to conclusions of what actually makes me happy. So it's not necessarily one thing, you know. Like I said, I thought making music was what made me happy. But I didn't, you know, if it makes me happy, why don't I do it as much as I possibly can, you know? Even though it's very enjoyable, I love it. It's not necessarily that one thing, you know. I always had like a feeling like this isn't what I would necessarily dedicate my life to. I wanted to say that because, you know, that was one thing, that was the first thing I found that I was good at. You know, nobody ever told me I was good at anything per se, you know. People told me that I was smart, but they told everybody they were smart as a kid. And you know, I never had like a specific niche. I mean, when I was a kid, people also told me I was good at drawing and everything, but I don't know. It wasn't the same, you know, as when I made beats. People I saw a vision bigger than I could see when it came to music, you know. I was just making beats, and then, you know, they're like, oh, I'm gonna send this to this person, and then get it to this person, blah, 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 you know. I got my music put in a movie, you know. I didn't see it. I didn't see me making music and being like, oh, I can see it on the big screen type of thing, you know. That's not what I necessarily, that's not what I saw it as, you know. So music was like the first thing that people saw a vision of it bigger than I did, which made me feel like that was what I was meant to do, you know. But that wasn't necessarily what I was meant to do, because I haven't made music in months, and I don't even feel bad, you know. I don't even listen to music that often. Like I said, I don't really like things. I like finding answers. Like, I don't even like eating food like that, bro. And that, when I tell people that, you know, I don't listen to music anymore, really. Everybody listens to music, but that's not really where I am. And if I tell somebody I don't really like eating food, not that I have a disability or anything, not that I'm like anorexic or I don't know how to explain it. That's another thing. People are like, that's weird. Like, I came in the kitchen the other day, and then I told my mom, like, dang, that bacon smells good. And she looked at me like I was crazy, because, you know, I don't eat pork or red meat, you know. And she knows that, and she knows I'm not gonna eat it, but I just like the smell of it. I don't just love food. Like, I'm not a foodie like that, you feel me? I don't know, I just eat food because I know it's necessary for certain things, you know, like survival, you feel me? But yeah, like, I'm finding that I don't get as much satisfaction in a lot of things like other people do, which makes me feel very isolated in this world, you know. If I haven't felt isolated enough, you know, so many things, as I get older, I feel more and more isolated, like I'm such an alien in this world. But at the same time, I feel like I'm getting closer to who I really am. I'm getting closer to the answers, you know, the quote-unquote answers that make me happy. So it's a double-edged sword, you know. It's pleasant, but it's unpleasant. There's pros and cons to it, but nevertheless, you know, I'm getting answers.